my Bible belt?
All right, cool, man. Welcome to another episode of Squad by the Bell. It's me, your host, Martin Rizzo. I'm here with Stephanie.
Hi.
And we're joined by our neighbor, dude, Mark.
Hello.
What's up? What's your last name
again? It's Mark Anthony Torres.
Okay, so it's Mark. Were you named after
Mark Anthony?
Mark Anthony?
You know, it's funny because a lot of people, like, you know, they'll always, oh, Mark Anthony, like that. And I'm like, actually, yes. My mom is, I mean, to this day, she tells me, like, yeah, like, I love him.
Are you serious?
Yes. And
I thought it was.
Okay, well, this
who doesn't love Mark Anthony, dude?
No,
I love Mark
his
Anthony.
Name, like, how we got it. Oh, I love him.
I love him. He's amazing. How did he end up with J-Lo, you know? Because I always thought he was ugly. Like, I'm not going to lie.
No, yeah.
Growing up, I'm like, he's like he looks like a Mexican Skeletor.
Yeah.
It looks good on him.
But yeah, but I'm like, today, if I, like, when I'm like, he's a sexy motherfucker.
Right.
I'm like,
you know what
I'm
it
proud.
Is?
I'm proud
he
of it.
He looked like a tiger from the 90s.
Time caught up, bro. No, wait. He looked old for his age, but then
yes.
He finally caught up with his age, you know?
Yes.
So he looks.
But he wasn't, he's not so sucked in now.
Yeah, I think it's the bone structure on his face because I have a fat face. I've always had a chubby face, but he's all like bone structure.
Yeah,
like that's what people want. Like that's what
that's what people do. Like, can you turn off the light?
Yeah,
I think it might be a little hot with the.
And I'm wearing a sweater like an idiot.
Yeah, is that good?
Dude, this looks awesome.
Is that light too panic inducing or no?
Like if I was tripping out, oh shit!
Is that better? That was more Christmassy,
I guess
right?
Red looks
awesome.
Oh,
see,
no,
red
looks
evil.
Crazy.
That's panic inducing as hell.
I got it. Oh, you know what? No. Do a blue light because
blue light's better. This one.
No, blue light is good. It's like soothing because I saw it on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
So anything that you watch on Grey's Anatomy is a fact. Yeah.
So people don't know we're changing the LED lights I got in the room. It looks like a boba shop in here.
It does.
Yeah.
It looks
like Cha2O. What the fuck is Cha2O?
The boba, it's a boba. You know, I don't even like boba, and I know the place, bro.
You've been there with me. I'm taking you.
Oh shit! No, I got sorry. I gotta.
You got. So we're drinking. I got some Buzz Balls.
You got some lava juice.
All right, let's fucking. I don't like to drink. Do I chug it or just sip it?
I'm sipping it, man. Because I don't get too drunk, so I'm like a fancy man. 15% alcohol, dude. That's like
15 in that little ball.
Yeah, it's like a sperm. It's like a testicle. It has a million sperm. You're
chugging
it.
Okay, while you're down.
Yo, shit.
I have to, man. Ugh.
Did that taste like a margarita?
You know what? Surprisingly, as stupid as this sounds, this is not bad.
Okay.
This is probably the best one I've had in a long
really?
Time. Yeah, and I hate Buzz Balls.
I like Buzz Balls because it gets the job done.
Oh, definitely.
It's quick. It doesn't fill up your bladder.
What's that? What's that? Like that saying with the?
I have a weak bladder.
In a small like. Something small packages like
I know
whatever the fuck.
I forgot.
Small packages comes big packages. And that's not the thing. That's not no.
It should be though, because that's what this is. It's Buzz Balls are fucking tiny little shits. You can literally chug it in under like 5 seconds, and
it's good for fucking pregame. You know, it's good if you want. You're gonna go to a club.
Yep.
You're like, I'm gonna fucking.
You know what sucks
hate.
Is that we're not sponsored by this. We're giving them so much credit.
Oh shit! Yeah.
I wish we were sponsored.
What's their social media? Like
tag their ass.
I'm gonna tag them, motherfuckers.
Give me free stuff.
Just give me free drinks.
Oh, God.
Give me the free drinks. So Buzz Balls are good for pre gaming, or you're gonna go like you know to a club. You're like, I don't want to fucking pay $8 for a fucking drink, dude.
And you could get them at like almost any liquor. I mean, I'm from the hood, so like any liquor pretty much has a variety of them.
Because they know that people in the hood have small bladders, dude.
Like 13,000.
I'm gonna fucking be like, hey, give me a fucking sponsorship. I'll be badass, I guess.
You do have more followers than them.
Every single podcast, you have to have you and your guest. Well, anyone who's in it has to chug one before you, well, as soon as you start to get it going.
Yeah.
I don't hate that idea.
God, they have an horchata flavor?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about earlier.
I know, that will make me shit so fast.
Yeah, that's what Vanessa said.
Because some of them are crazy. Alcohol makes me shit already as it is.
Yeah.
You're right though. I do have a weak bladder. I feel like I had coffee. Yeah, I had coffee earlier. I have a stomach ache to this minute from this morning because they're like, oh yeah, we fucked up and put more whatever makes you shit in this coffee. And I'm like, oh thanks, that's exactly what I needed.
Why does coffee make you shit? Dude, I hate it.
Because the caffeine gives you anxiety. I mean, not anxiety, but it's some kind of anxiety where it makes you like
shit.
It's a drug.
Just,
I mean,
like it gives you energy and like. It's giving your whole entire body energy.
If it's pumping your heart, pumping blood, it's all the juices in your body. It's
pumping your ass, dude.
Everything. My asshole, I took a shit at work and it was, you know what? I am going to say this.
You like taking shit at work? Because I like doing that.
I take a shit at work every single day. I try to do two.
I take a shit in my ass. I do live. I got to take a shit outside.
Hey, look, I got a toilet here. It's portable. You don't mind. But for the most part, I think everyone should start getting bidets. Cause
I'm going to get Badoo.
I have what?
Erica Bidet?
A bidet.
Erica Bidet.
I want a bidet so bad.
Everyone needs one, man. Like, the U.S. is the only place that doesn't do it.
Dude, especially because, like, this next round of lockdown might be going down.
Yeah.
Fuck toilet paper, dog.
My
Fuck
friend just went today. I saw her Instagram story. The aisles are empty again.
She has a clean bubble.
Wait, hold on. That's not to say that we don't wipe our ass. No, we use the bidet, but we also use baby wipes.
Yeah.
It's just toilet paper itself is
it's barbaric. We use baby wipes for something else.
It's barbaric.
I want to get a bidet because I'm tired of just like going in there and then like sometimes fingers
struggle.
Yeah, it's a struggle, sometimes dude.
Your finger?
You know what?
Hold on.
My finger slips in my butt.
No, Martin, it's okay.
I have a big butthole, okay. Dude.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Does.
Because I take big shits, dude.
There you go.
Dude, it's, no, one time.
We're men. We're Mexican men, Hispanic men. Yeah. We have hairy buttholes.
He's such a guy that he forgets to. Rodrigo was just here, and he was going to use the restroom.
And he saw his butthole?
No, yeah, he saw his butt. Shit.
Hey, man, this guy's big, bro.
And Rodrigo went back out like, dude. And he's like, oh, I forgot to flush. He does it like, I've caught him that three times. I put it on Instagram.
You forget to flush?
Yes. Dude, I kid you not, his shits are this round as the mic. And I know he would.
For the people out there, this is a round fucking mic. This is a big mic.
I'm about to explain myself right now. When you guys are done talking shit, hold on. I'm gonna explain
myself.
We're
literally talking shit right now.
Literally. At this point, because look, I'm looking at this microphone and I'm like, that is.
I'm not kidding. It's
big. Because
I've seen some shit. You mainly on the internet. Because any shit that I've done, it's like the. They're not super thick. They're not super skinny. They're like medium, but they're long. Like some like. You know, you get the ones that, like, they snake out of the fucking water.
Yeah,
those are terrifying. They scare me.
Yeah, like, oh, no, did I eat a snake? You know?
Oh, but the thing is, with my girlfriend, every single time.
Who takes bigger shit, D or her?
She
flushes her shit, so I never see it.
Why do you want to see it? Why would I not flush my shit?
I need to study you, dude.
She forgets sometimes, and it's okay. I mean, I eat ass, so I don't care. But you guys have seen my girl. Like, she's tiny. She's tiny. Yeah. But she takes them. Some good shit sometimes. And see, the thing I told her the other day, like, I'm at the point where every single time that I have a shit that's so good that it makes me, like, tear up a bit. That I'm crying like a bitch, but I'm
you
like.
You want to get a cast of it. And
like, yeah, like, it just, the force of everything, the relief of it, you cry a little bit. And I'm like,
it's like giving birth to a baby, dude.
It's like a painful relief.
Yeah.
But every single time that I do that, that I have a shit so good that I, like, tear up a bit, I always think of her. Because she brought it to my attention.
It's
like,
your guys'
the
baby.
First time. Yeah, she's like, you ever get those shits that like you take a shit, but it's like so good, it just you feel so relieved when it comes out and it comes out smooth. You don't have to wipe a whole lot.
Oh, that's the best.
I'm like, those are the best. Those are called tear jerkers.
Tear jerkers?
That's what she calls it. And I'm like, fuck, dude, you are right. So anytime I take a shit like that, I think of my girl and I'll text her, like, hey, babe. I just sent her the poop emoji and a crying face. And now if you update your iPhone. They have like us a happy face with a tear.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because she didn't have it when I sent it to her earlier today. She's like, what the fuck did you send? Because I don't have that update yet. I'm like, oh, yeah. I took a shit and I cried. So, yeah. She's like, aw, hearts. Like, I love you, bitch. Yeah. It was funny.
I'm going to tell you guys.
She's sleeping right now, huh?
She's about to, probably. Yeah, because she works at 4 and you know how Walmart is.
I'm going to tell you guys why I forget to flush the toilet.
Please tell me because. No. You do it. You have a routine, huh?
What's my routine? Leaving it so you can see it?
Like
no.
A ritual or
I don't
something?
Know. Because
it's a cry for help. God. Oh, yeah.
I've literally caught his shits three times. If it wasn't for Rodrigo that one day, I would have probably caught that. So that would have been 4.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So now at least you have a witness that it's like, you're not crazy. Like, I trust me, he leaves the shits just laying there as a trap for somebody.
But I'm going to say this, guys.
Okay.
Look. I take big shits, right?
Yes, you do.
When you take big shits like that, it's a lot of fucking, it's a lot of force.
That's why you drink a lot of water.
I get lightheaded. I get lightheaded. And then I'm not thinking about flushing the toilet. I'm fucking so, what's it called? Out of it, dude. I'm fucking, what's it called? Can't think of the word. I'm drunk right now. I'm fucking, I'm fucking really woozy, like, bro. I'm woozy.
You,
I can't.
You get delusional.
I get delusional. I forget to flush the toilet, man. When you're woozy, do you remember to flush the toilet? No, man.
That's kind of the routine of leaving a bathroom.
I don't know. It, you know, it should be like muscle memory.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, yeah. I've been shitting for so many years.
You know, he doesn't know about your elementary poop story.
Oh, but did you ever shit yourself as a kid?
Remember you shit yourself?
As a kid? Oh, my God.
No, in elementary school. It was, I pooped myself as a kid.
In elementary school.
Please tell me it was elementary, not like middle school or high school.
No, it was in elementary.
Oh, when was it?
I must have been like four.
Well, tell him your poop story. He doesn't know what
you're... No matter what you say, I won't discriminate. I
must have been like 3 years. You have a good memory. I remember it so good, dude.
3? You were already out of diapers at 3?
Yo, hey, I remember shit from when I was 3. Remember? I don't want to get sad, but I tell my girl, like, I remember my little brother's father beating me when I was like that age.
You know what's funny?
It's crazy. Like, I remember that shit. I'm like,
I do too. You know? I remember the very first time my dad hit me. I was like 2 or 3. But anyway,
I didn't have a dad, so I couldn't get hit.
Lucky.
You guys are bragging.
my biological father, he never. I don't think he ever hit me. Maybe he did at some point, but no. But I think it's all that guilt of like not being around. He's kind of like, well, I'm not around, so I'm gonna let you do what you want. Hopefully, that makes you happy. But
yeah,
it's great because he's a good guy, though. Yeah, he's a good guy. I mean, I grew up knowing, I guess, being more. Fuck, I'm a little buzzed.
Being that's aware, the name of the drink. Buzz balls.
Sponsor us.
I know. Fuck. Yeah. I should have gotten more, huh?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I did not think it was gonna hit me that fast, but you guys saw me on because for everyone that doesn't know, we had Halloween together because COVID, we can't really do much.
Oh yeah, huh?
I got fucking drunk. I was asleep by 9:30 because Martin's driving put me to sleep.
I'm a smooth driver.
You're the worst smoothest driver in the world.
No, he's a Yeah,
I need to show you guys my fucking Lyft ratings. So smooth, bro.
Really?
How many kids are like
pull that shit up? I got it. I'm gonna order a Lyft from you one day just to criticize everything. Like,
oh, God.
Dude, I put people asleep, dude.
Oh, man. That's a comfy ride. Like, people that you pick up hungover or drunk, they probably love it. They're like, oh, this is fucking ecstasy right here. Just a smooth drive.
Looking for my thing. I'm too drunk to look at this. I'll find it. But, damn, I'm getting buzzed already, dude. I'm not even fucking halfway.
I don't remember where I was.
I'm halfway already.
And I had, like, a whole thing in my head.
I was talking about, poops. Oh, Halloween.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay. So, Halloween, you guys saw how drunk I got with whatever, because everybody drank the same up until the point where I went with Martin. Strong.
I like it. No, I like it. Yeah. Cranberry, guys.
You can taste that cranberry. I just get into it.
I got cranberry because I have a UTI, man.
No, you don't.
It's okay.
You know how you get UTI? It's because you hold your pee.
From pee pee, yes.
From holding your pee, dude.
Yes.
And because all restrooms are closed next to fucking COVID.
Oh, dude.
I can't pee like I used to at Starbucks.
You know what? Let me tell you guys a crazy story. Okay. So my girl and I, we had a day off like maybe 2-3 months ago together. Yeah. And because we're great people and we don't want to have kids, my younger brother, I hit him up like, hey, man, let me take Analea, my beautiful, amazing little niece. She's adorable and smart. Let's take her. Can we take her out, for like just a play date? Because it's like we're going to have our day off. We're going to go walk the dogs and shit. So we went because he's like, yeah, for sure. His girl was whatever. Fuck that bitch. I hate her.
Oh, no.
She might hear this. You know what? I'm sorry.
She's subscribed to this podcast, dude.
This is
maybe.
Well, we're here. Anyways.
So, they're not going to listen to it.
I hope she doesn't.
Does she follow you on Instagram?
Yes.
You have to edit out.
Block her from your stories.
Can we edit this?
I can edit it.
Just like that one. No.
Timestamp, 13 minutes. 13 minutes. Remind me, 13 minutes.
Yeah.
13
I'm sorry.
Minutes.
It's just like, she's family and...
Block her from your stories.
I will. I will do that. The close friends thing. I don't know. Yeah. You know, it's because I'm... I don't want to say I'm very smart because then I sound like an asshole, but I'm not always very tech savvy. Like, I can work on servers and shit like that, and
servers like waitress or servers.
No.
Hey, Martin.
You servers down.
maybe those because I'm excellent with customer service. So maybe those two. But like computer servers and all that shit. That's what I did, right?
Yeah.
But like with her, she's she's family. So I try to love her and respect her.
13 minutes timestamp.
All right.
We got okay. you.
So anyways, back to the story. Sorry. So we pick, you know, they say, yes, we're taking her. We're going. I think our play date was just like, go to the park with her, with the dogs, and just enjoy the day, right? So at some point, like, as we're walking in the park, some fucking dog, like a pit bull, jumps out of its car. Like, oh, it's driving by. The window was open. Wait, jumps out of the fucking car. The pit bull drive
his own car?
Like, yeah, the pit bull was, like, cruising by. Yeah. And he saw us.
Like, Trump.
Because it was that dog and some other shit in the back seat. And the windows were down. It jumps out, runs towards us.
Hold on. Let me,
Oh, yeah, do your thing.
Let me bring this closer to us. Oh, yeah. And then you can get close. There you go. And get close. There you go.
All right. So the dog fucking jumps out of the car, runs towards us. And like my girl saw it first and was like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, I'm fucking looking at the sky and the weather because I'm amazed with nature. And like she looks and she's like, oh, my God. And then like I look over, I'm like, oh, fuck. And the first thing I do is like I put my arm around my knees because she's tiny and I pick her up. And then my girl is like picking up the dogs because they're two little tiny dogs. And I just put my arm around her and like the dog, the whole time I'm thinking he's going to bite us. I'm like, fuck, as long as he doesn't bite the, like my girl or my niece, he could bite me. Fuck it. I'll take it. But it's like, it didn't do anything. It just ran to us and was barking and like, then shut up. And it was just like trying to sniff. But it's like, I don't know. It's a big ass dog.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. The dude, but see, the thing is when the dude came out of the car, slammed on the brakes.
Like I couldn't find parking, huh? That's LA for you.
It was in Long Beach. Oh, yeah. You know, it's crazy out there.
Too. LA parking sucks. I mean, Long Beach parking sucks.
No, it does. It's terrible. But this dude, he gets out of the car like whateverishly and he's not even running. He's not even, I'm like, bro, can you get your fucking dog? Yeah. Like my girl's too, like, get your fucking, like, she loves animals. She's an animal lover. And I love dogs too. I hate cats because whatever, fuck them.
You just never know.
Yeah, like, I'm like, look, as much as I like dogs, like, I can't risk him biting my girlfriend, biting my niece, hurting me, whatever, or killing one of us.
Yeah.
And so I was like, get your fucking dog before I hit it, because I drink a lot of water, I have a big-ass hydro flask. I'm like, I'm about to beat the shit out of this dog.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, he's just playing. The dude's just walking like that. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
But then also, is you don't know if the dog's playing. You don't know the dog.
Not only that, it's an animal. Like, unfortunately, for all the animal lovers out there, a dog or any type of beast can always go back to its most basic instincts.
I mean, pit bull are not, even you don't humans. Know that.
Like, it's sometimes you just go into like a kill mode, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen, and I'm pushing its face away, like, get away. Yeah. And I'm like, shit, he could just bite my hand off. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
And the dude is coming, and my girl, because she gets so mad all the time. But it's sexy, it's okay, it's a sexy man.
Yeah.
And she's like, get your fucking dog. And I'm like, whoo! Like, yeah, bro, get your fucking dog.
Bro.
Like, I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen. And like he's just walking. And we're just like, I don't care if it's a nice dog or not. Like, he could have done something. And then what? Then what exactly. are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, fuck. I don't remember where I was going with this whole story from the beginning because I'm a little buzzed.
Buzz.
You're talking about your kicking yourself.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so that happened. And I was very happy because my niece, like, she had been scared of one of the little dogs before just because he's young. He's, like, a year, two years now.
Right.
And she was always scared of him because he would bark and has more energy. And she's very brave. She likes to like with my bird Lemon. I have to give him a shout out.
Cute cockatiel.
He's my dog. He's the cutest fucking thing ever.
Love him.
Like when she first met him, she was like, "Oh, can I pet him?" Like and just runs to him.
So you had Lemon before you met your girlfriend?
No. We got him through her mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like she's always curious to pet animals, look at creatures, things like that. So she'd always been scared of the dog of the other dog. The other one she's super cool with. But after that little incident, it's crazy because I don't know how she was like in her little, cause she's four now, right? She's gonna be five November 25th, because I love her, dude. I know her birthday.
Hell yeah, man.
she's little. She was like four at the time when this happened. But after that, she was like, oh, Benji, the dog. Yeah, he's my friend now because he protects me. And I was like,
that's
oh, my
right.
God.
We're talking about memories.
Yes.
Like, that's feeling, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, that was the cutest thing ever. Like, she remembers him being aggressive and all that because he barks a lot because he's a young dog. So and he's not neutered. So he's got energy.
He's got the bolas, bro.
And she'd always been scared of him in the sense of, oh, he barks a lot and I'm a child, so I don't really know what's going on. But it's like, oh, I'm like, look, you see? Like, I I call her Gorda, my little niece. And she's not even fat. I mean, she's probably gonna grow up super skinny.
That's Mexican.
I'm gonna call her fat the rest of her life.
You gotta name them things that they're not.
She gotta get used to it, otherwise she's gonna be hurt all the time or whatever. So I was like, that was one of those things where like me and my girl, we had a moment where we're like, oh my god, she got over it. Unfortunately, it was through these scary events, but yeah. She's like, oh, he's my friend now because he protect me. And I'm like, oh, dude, I love you. Oh. So that was cool thing. And like I said, I'm sorry, I don't know where I was going with this, but I had to
remembering.
She's not even drunk, guys.
This is good. I'm fucking buzzed,
dude. Our earliest memories.
You want some more?
No, I don't like yours.
I wish I didn't chug it because this one was bomb.
No, that's good, dude.
I was on their Instagram. Their peach one looks so good.
Yeah, I saw a peach. It's only the price
what?
Is right here.
Look at me.
Cause you told me you don't want some.
Whoa.
Next time, it's like 350, bro.
Yeah, they're
super fucking bugged. You can drive.
I'm just joking.
I can text the twins, man.
I'm just joking. I'm kidding.
Text the
twins. We don't do jokes here, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Be serious.
But you know that's a good age, man. My nieces and nephew. I'm very close to them, cause their parents are like not there ever.
Yeah.
But man, that age 5.
Okay, let me see how old is Albert, and then Albert's fucking 12 now, dude. That's insane.
Wow.
Who's Albert?
My nephew.
Damn.
But like 5 years ago, how am I? 7 years old. So that, dude, that's a fun age with them, you know, because when they get older, they get embarrassed or like,
and they
you know?
Do like they start wanting to do their own thing. And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, dude, I was a kid before. I understand.
You
know? And that, but I feel like with because like I said, I don't want to be a parent. I don't need to. Like I'm good, yeah. Man. I'm the oldest of 4 boys, so it's like I don't need more kids and. With other kids, like with my niece, I just hope she grows up understanding that, like, yeah, you can have your thing, do your thing, but just understand that, like, if people like myself try to give you advice or try to help you, it's because, like, we've been through that too.
Yeah, we care.
Yeah.
You live in a different time now. Like, even, like, I feel so sorry for fucking parents. I feel so sorry for parents that have kids that are in, like, elementary and all that because of schooling right now. It's because of COVID.
Oh, I know all my friends are stressed out.
She was supposed to start preschool, but because of COVID, like either they delayed it or she's like doing the online stuff. And it's like it sucks because she's missing out on a lot. And it's like not a lot of kids are learning the way they're supposed to right now.
Not at all. A lot of kids think this is normal. A lot of kids don't even know that this is not even.
Yeah, this is like the craziest thing we've done in years. And like I have a coworker who she's a single mom.
Yeah.
And she has a daughter, maybe like 5 or 6. And she's like, I can only work weekends now because I have to be at home with my daughter.
That's insane,
for her schooling.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has autism or something, but it's like, even if she doesn't, like, good for you for wanting to be there to help your child out with that shit. Because there's so many parents, like, not that they don't want to. I mean, maybe a lot of them don't want to. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. Yeah, I'm drunk.
I can't say anything. But like, what about the ones that do want to be there?
Yeah.
But they have to work. Yeah. Like, I mean, my parents, like, if I had this shit going on when I was... Like,
I don't know how my parents would do it because fucking...
Yeah, they
I don't know my dad.
Yeah. Well, you don't know your dad. Like,
that,
me,
I know. But.
Both my fucking non-documented parents, they both worked. Like, from fucking whatever time we went to school till like fucking 8 or 9 sometimes at night.
I don't understand how like a lot of parents are doing it now because it's crazy, right?
Because that's the thing she was telling me that it's like, it's like just me and one other parent who are there with the kids or will help the kids at home because it's like sometimes there's an issue with the connection. There's other kids who aren't paying attention or are talking while the teacher's talking. And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's a fucking mess. So I don't know, man, but that's what we're living in. And I'm like, this is the first time we do this, right? Like, when in our American history...
100 years ago.
No, never.
Yeah, we weren't alive 100 years ago. That was the first time. I mean, I don't know.
I thought the first one was the Spanish flu.
1918 to 1920.
God damn.
So that was 100
2 years. Dude, that's 2 years of the Spanish... Imagine COVID. It could last... Fuck, another year? 2 years?
Yeah.
It could.
Could be 3.
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking scientist, dude. I don't know. I'm just a fucking common working slave. What do I know? But that's what could happen.
We don't know.
We
yeah.
don't know. Yeah.
And I mean, the lockdowns are going to happen again. I mean, it looks like it, dude. Like, it's funny because, like, I this is what I told people. I was like, we just let our guard down, dude.
Yeah.
We were just like, all right, COVID's done. Let's live our lives, and then now it's fucking
let's start fucking partying.
It's hard because we're so spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
We're so spoiled with all this technology at home, and yet we're still
we want to go out.
More.
Yeah,
I think, dude, our lifestyles are because I'm like, yeah, like think about like if you and I during our time in elementary, if this shit was happening,
I would have sucked,
what
bro.
What the fuck would we have done? We wouldn't have been on. Not all of us had computers. We didn't even have fucking like video chats and all that.
Yeah, now like maybe dude, it's like, insane. Or Netflix,
yeah.
Dude.
Netflix, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because like, yeah, the pandemic, like in 1918, 1920, when they had the quarantine, like I saw the posters about it. It said, you know, stay at home and that shit. Imagine back then, dude. They only had fucking a telephone, dude. And back then, I don't know how it was to fucking to call somebody like far away, dude. Like
especially like even
there's
now,
no TVs back then, dude.
Yeah, there was no laptops, computers, tablets. Yeah. Like I'm at, if I was fucking whatever, like 10 years old, 5 years old, at home right now with a computer or whatever, and I had to be in class, I would not be paying attention. I would be fucking probably on porn sites. Playing video games. Mute myself and like whatever, jerking off and playing Mortal Kombat or something at the same time, because you know that's how I and I like to think. I'm not saying I'm a smart person necessarily, but I'm at least average, if not above average, intellectually, because test scores, whatever. But it's like, what about the average student, like in general, just the average student with average like intellectual levels, like. They're just doing whatever they like. So it's gonna be like we might have later in the future, this shit might catch up to us in the sense that we're gonna have a generation that's a little dumber than previous generations, you know?
You ever seen the movie what's it called? Idiocracy?
Fuck, yes.
I tried to get her to watch it. She thought it was dumb or she fell asleep.
Oh my, one more time. That movie is called Idiocracy.
The Mike Judge movie. It's a fucking funny movie.
Luke Wilson.
Maya Rudolph.
Terry Crews. Terry Crews is the president. So. You know, if you like Terry Crews, there you go.
So the movie, you need to watch it tonight. It's good.
It is a good movie.
It takes place in the future. What? Okay, so Luke Wilson gets frozen. What happens?
I don't know. It's probably like some Futurama shit where he like gets frozen or whatever.
It's so funny because like it's just like it shows how like people just get dumber in the future because like stuff like this, you know? And
exactly because technology makes everything so easy. Yeah. Eventually, like, or even now, if anyone asked you any like, hey, do you know the square root of fucking 3,470,000? Fuck it. No. Give me 2 seconds. Let me fucking Google it. Yes, I do. Like,
oh, yeah.
So you're getting to the point where even today, I don't think today we even need to know any fucking math because.
Do you remember when our teachers used to tell us you're not always going to have a calculator? Bitch, we have cell phones.
I fucking sleep with my phone up my ass. Like everybody has a phone.
I'll vibrate, bro.
Oh my God. Yesterday, because I finally got, I got the new iPhone 11, guys, because I fucking upgraded.
Is that it?
Yeah, this is the 11.
I thought it was the iPhone 12.
Yeah, fuck the 12. I'm not getting that shit.
Okay.
I only upgraded because I had an iPhone 6S Plus that I bought from one of my old friends.
iPhone 6 is still pretty cool, dude.
And, well, after the update, like, all the software got slid. I'm like, this is what they do, man. Because the first smartphone I ever had was an iPhone 5C.
Android, baby.
Now, I wish, but it's because everyone has iPhones. So I got a FaceTime with all my brothers and shit.
Yeah.
But I was getting it. And there was a family. And the kids, they were honestly out of fuck. They were probably like 7, 8.
Yeah.
And the dad, like, he's a Mexican dad, like, oh, okay, yeah, what do they need? Yeah, what do you want this phone? I'm like, that little girl is getting a phone more expensive than mine.
Wow. He was, how many people they have in his family?
He got her the iPhone 12, dude. That's like $1,000.
How many people they have in his family?
It was the husband, the wife, and two little daughters, and they were like
dropped 10 or 11. 4G,
and then because the dude selling was like, oh, did you want to get the protective screen? And he's like, oh, do you need that? And she's like, oh yeah, I need it.
Oh hell no, dude!
Damn, dude, I don't have that shit.
I don't.
Like, I can afford it, sure, but you don't need it. Like, why the fuck are you getting your child a $1,200 or whatever? And for what?
You know? What the heck?
Like, just generations. I don't know. Like, everything is just changing now to the sense where we're going to get to a point where we might not even have to really go to school, like a formal education, because Google everything.
That's what I'm telling. Dude, college is outdated, bro.
College has been outdated. Dude. And everyone makes a joke or a meme of how, like, oh, they're just taking our money and you could just learn this online.
It's true.
Why the fuck are you laughing? I'm not laughing. Like, I left.
I don't know anyone going to a real college. I know
it's all trade.
Everyone's doing trade schools.
Yeah,
because you don't.
That's all. eventually that's what it's gonna work. Work-wise, we're only gonna really need the necessity.
You just need the trades because it's like
they're not hiring for your bachelor's, your whatever. No, they're hiring for experience.
I don't have any degree, and I'm pretty sure I make more money than a lot of people that I went to school with who have degrees.
Neither do I. I don't have a degree, but it's just more.
And about, I work in fucking retail. You know, like holy shit.
So retail is gonna be around. Sales is always make money. Yeah. But also like you learn on your own and what's it called? I've gotten jobs where like fucking I didn't need the social. I mean the fucking. I didn't need the fucking degree because I had experience in other areas. You know, so it's just like it's crazy how like all that stuff, like you said, it's all outdated. Mm-hmm. And what's it called? It's not how people go to a fucking UC school for like a certain fucking degree, and they make you take fucking all these other classes that you don't fucking need.
You're paying money for. You're paying
fucking at least like fucking 40 G's.
Like man. I feel because there's a lot of people. Okay, the reason why, right after high school, I went to Cal State Long Beach for my first year because I had everything paid. Everything was a full ride, all that shit. And I was like, cool, awesome. I'm taking some random ass classes. I was taking racquetball because
But you don't need. But it's funny because like, you don't need those classes.
But you're paying money. And it's like, I didn't know at the time. I'm just doing whatever. But it's like I'm there, and it's I guess it's a prestigious kind of whatever.
LACC is pretty good.
Yeah. I was like, cool.
Community college or
Cal State.
Cal State's a fucking
that's a good ass. Like okay, all right. If my girlfriend hears this, I'm sorry. It's nothing personal, but. At the time, one of my ex-girlfriends from high school, you know,
we all had exes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
he just beat the shit out of
him. We all had exes.
Like, I hope they got that punch in the
face. It was a punch. It was a slap.
it was just a giant smack.
It was a punch. Like, you guys can't see the fist behind my back.
It was a buddy pad to the back.
You had a knife.
It woke her up. So my...
Your ex was going to at least...
But her and one other dude, I don't know if it was like the first time at my high school, they were graduating both as valedictorians. So it was her and some other dude. And she ended up going to Cal State Long Beach also. And same as me. She was living on campus, but same, everything was paid. And it's like, I got a full ride too. I got my scholarships, my grants to pay for everything, all my classes. And I just wasn't living there because I'm like, I live.
Save the money.
Yeah. And I'm like, save the money. Yeah. So I did because I was, you know, I'm a poor Mexican growing up.
Dude, it's same thing. My don't get mad. My ex lived
I'll
on.
I'll say your name. I'll put her Instagram.
I didn't know women do that shit. They stalk like everything about stuff. And I'm like, oh, it's irrelevant. But whatever.
That's my ex, she lived on campus at a UC, right? And she paid. I think she fucking like 20 G's to live on campus, like God for dang. The whole thing. I'm like, you could have lived at home, you know?
You didn't tell me that part.
I don't know about all that.
Well, she lived on camp, but it's just like, why would you pay 20 G's not to live at home?
And that's the thing, because I'm like,
you could have bought a car, you know?
Like, this chick, like, I mean, ex, right? But like, you were a valedictorian at your high school, and you're living on campus, and then it's like, you don't have any other money.
What city did she live in?
She was from Rosemead by Montebello.
Dude, that's not far from
the it's not Beach, no it's not oh my but God. I mean she did all that and I'm like I'm not
but look. Even but even that she could have found an apartment
anything
an she apartment by there pay like at least 100 a room by 100 and she would have fucking
but paid. the thing is because they were like it's you can only get all this money and scholarship if you live on campus
really?
You have to give it to us like fuck dude you sons of bitches and it's crazy because like I said look I went through the same thing. She was doing her major with like biochemical engineering, which is like some fucking science with where you can make Pokemon, right? And I'm like, I could have done the exact same thing had I chosen because I'm same thing. I'm like, I wasn't a valedictorian, but I can take the same courses and everything as her because I qualify. But it's like, no, I'm doing some other shit. And it's like, it doesn't even matter when you're going to college because there were so many people that I went with there that are so fucking dumb. I'm like, how are you here? Like, either somebody messed up with you or there's something wrong with me because you're not on the same level, dude. I'm like,
let me tell you something, you know? Marky Mark.
Go ahead.
A lot of those people, not Marky Mark, a lot of those people that like, a graduate from college. A lot of them, they think because they have a degree, they think that they're fucking smart.
Yeah.
Dude, anybody can go to fucking college.
It's so easy.
It doesn't fucking make you smart, dude.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If anyone is offended, I apologize, but
no. Okay.
College is easy. I'm going to say that right now.
When people, Dude, it's fucking awesome that people graduate and shit like that. Yeah. But there's some people that actually fucking think that they're smarter than you because you don't have a degree. It's like, dude, you paid. You paid for that shit. It's not like fucking you fucking... And when people say, like, I achieved it, it's like, you paid, you know?
You paid,
like,
you paid for a piece of paper.
Yeah. Like, you would have graduated, you would, they won't let you fail because you're going to fucking eventually keep paying to fucking graduate, you know? I mean,
because, yeah, think about it. Like, look, if, let's say you do your fucking 4 year, yeah. let's say you do your 8 years to become a doctor.
Yeah.
And, like, in your very last fucking semester, they're like, oh, your payment didn't go through. So you can't get your degree, yeah. Regardless of whether or not you pass the test, yeah. Or whatever. Oh, it's like, oh, your payment isn't here, or you didn't fucking get it because of that. So you're not that smart. And it's, yeah. Like, oh, okay, fuck.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, wait, you paid and you got this piece of paper, so you're a fucking genius.
It's where you pay for it, dude. So it's like a lot of people that like to correlate fucking, what's it called, smartness with education. Like, oh man, I know a lot of people that fucking graduate, they're fucking dumb-dumbs, bro, you know? Exactly. I know a lot of people that graduate, they're fucking smart.
Yeah.
So it's just like, so when people look down on you for not having a degree, it's like, no, man, I'm fucking smarter, bro. I don't fucking owe the fucking,
I don't know any fucking loans. I got two cars. Fucking sell drugs and, yeah. I never struggle for, I used to struggle for money. Like, right after the military.
Honestly. But when you're younger, it's always the case because you're learning. Yeah, you know? But exactly. Later on, you kind of get the hang of it. You're like, all right, cool. This is the adult hole.
Adulthood is fucking stupid, man. Because, you know, there's no preparation for it.
I don't know, dude. Because they don't teach you that in fucking high school, dude.
And it's like, okay, exactly. So what the fuck is the whole point of our education system if we get to a point in our lives where it's like, hey, none of this that you learned for the past, what, 4 years of high school, 2 years of middle school, for America, and then like, what, five, I don't fucking know how many years of elementary.
It doesn't get your fucking,
it's like, you don't even know how to file your taxes, bro. Yeah.
But I know my ABCs.
Critical thinking, bro. I'm all about that. Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah, like the pioneers, you gotta pay your bills.
We learn all this random shit, yeah. And then we're like, even now, we're still creating history, right? Like, every single day is a new moment in history that technically we can keep adding to the history we've already learned.
Yeah.
Like, the last time that you opened up a history book, how much shit has either changed or been added?
Oh,
you
know? I know.
History is one of those things that just keeps...
curious to know what's in textbooks these days.
Oh, man. I've seen some. You know, I have younger brothers, shit like that. And some of the shit, I'm like, did they dumb it down?
Really?
Like, some of the textbooks, I feel like they either... okay, like, for example, math. Like, at a certain point when I was, like, maybe in 10th grade, it's like, oh, this is the requirement that you have to take, right? And it's like a few years later, like maybe 6 years later, because, you know, age gap between my brothers, it's like, oh yeah, you have to do like the pre-version of this in this level. I'm like, whoa, dude, when I was in high school, like this is what you have to do minimum. And it's like, now it's like less than that at the same age. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, are we getting dumber? Are kids getting dumber or are they just being taught less?
I think taught less, dude.
Because I'm like, you know, people, like if you're going to be born... I don't know, like dumb. It's just because you're slower at comprehending shit.
Yeah.
But I feel like any individual, if they took the time and effort, they can learn anything. Like if you took the time to teach me how to fucking build a rocket, if that's all we dedicated our time, we would build a fucking rocket. If we had all the resources, had all the fucking schematics and time.
Schematics, raza.
But if
that's the word of the day,
you know?
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Schematic. I like that word.
Hey, when is your grandma gonna again?
Schematics?
What? The schematics?
No, empanadas.
Oh, dude, that was my aunt. My grandma is blind and very much disabled, so she cannot do much cooking.
Oh, your aunt.
But that's why I'm glad it got passed down to my aunt, because she makes, and I'm like, it tastes
good. What kind of empanadas are they?
Well, oh, yeah,
I was out of town.
I texted her. I'm like, yo. And she's like, oh, luckily Martin's not here, so I'm going to eat them all. And she did.
Were they
that day, so they wouldn't have been good.
Yeah, you were doing a show in Texas, right?
Yeah, it's probably Texas, yeah.
Arlington,
So it was last week then, yeah.
Yeah, they were bomb, dude. It was chorizo, con queso, and chicken.
So good.
But the chicken is my favorite because my grandma made it a certain way.
Chicken flavored cheese.
It was delish.
Like, I didn't even sit down. I, like, took a bite on the counter. And I was triple dipping in all the sauces. Even the girls.
There's sauces, too?
Yeah, she got sauces. She made salsa. The girls ate some, too?
They were like, dude,
she ordered, like, six. Three of each, I think.
Bro, I want some of these.
I'm sorry.
I mean, because they're so good.
Are they holiday empanadas? Or they're, like, regular empanadas?
It was just, like, they were selling them for Friday. Like, I think this week they did mole. Like, she just does it herself. Like, yeah, my cousin.
Chicken mole or, like?
I completely. It's because I'm not a big fan of mole, and my grandma, according to everyone, she makes like the bombest fucking mole. I just never had a like a tongue.
Where is your aunt live at?
Southgate.
So, okay, my dad lives in Southgate. Another neighbor?
Maybe.
You see a yellow house, that's his dad's.
Maybe. What street? For real? Minnesota. Don't tell everybody where you're.
My dad lives in Minnesota, in Southgate.
On Minnesota Street?
Minnesota Street. Minnesota.
What other
by Tweety. By Minnesota.
Everybody
and Tweety.
Lives by fucking Tweety in Southgate.
Tweety's a badass street, dude. During the holidays, they decorated, dude.
Yeah, I know. I didn't grow up there, but I spent a lot of time there because when I was with my dad, he's from Linwood, Southgate. And like, growing up, whenever I was with my dad during the summers on weekends, I didn't have any friends in his area because it's the fucking ghetto and they all just want to fight me because I wear glasses. Whatever. But I had a
because you have glasses.
I had a shit ton of cousins. And some uncles and aunts that are my age also because Mexicans, you know?
But it's crazy how Southgate like used to be like very white back in the day.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
You know, there's still some white people that live in Southgate.
Oh, no, there's some super white people because, you know, they live there. They have their houses. Yeah. They fucking pay rent because they just rent everything out to us.
Yeah.
All the Mexicans. But like, it definitely has, I guess, improved a lot over the time.
It's nicer now.
It's a lot nicer.
And also, dude, there's a gentrification happening in Southgate, dude.
Oh, shit.
I picked up some people doing Lyft that are not from LA or California.
Whoa.
And they live in Southgate because they say it's cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also,
you
get a big house with like a nice fucking front yard and backyard. And they're like, dude. A lot of these, and they tell me all these dumb like fucking transplants, like, and they're white people too, like hipsters. They're like, hey man, all these dumb people that like fucking live in the Echo Park or fucking the Valley, they pay
Why
so
the
much
fuck
money.
Would you live in LA, bro? Come
and
on.
They're like, dude, seriously, Southgate is only like 5 miles from downtown LA, and it's way cheaper. I'm like, oh shit,
that's
dude.
Why I don't like. I love and hate living in Whittier because number one, I grew up here, so like whenever I'm at fucking Target, Walmart, there's a risk that not that I have any beef with anybody.
Yeah,
I just don't want to run into them.
Yeah,
like run into Fambo.
And it's like,
or
I don't
friends
know. I'm a nice
group.
Guy. I'm chill.
Yeah,
but sometimes it's like I just want to come buy me some fucking Yu-Gi-Oh cards and whatever milk I'm getting. Fucking bounce, bro.
Yeah.
But some people is like, oh hey, what's and I'm like.
That's how I feel when I go to Alhambra.
I'm like, bro, I sell drugs. You want? No? Okay, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. It was crazy. Have a good day. That's it. But, people are crazy.
That's so funny, dude. So, do we have a new president?
Yeah.
Is it official? Official?
Yeah.
I think it's official,
it's
but
official.
Just Trump doesn't want to admit.
They even recounted.
They recounted, and it's just like, I'm like, because I'm like, all right, so since last week, since Saturday, I'm like, okay, so Biden's been the president. But, like, Trump's, like, kind of, like, brainwashing you. Like, wait a minute. Because, like, today he tweeted, I won the election. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, what's going on here, you know?
And, you know, see, the funny thing is like, at any point, anyone could get on the news and be like, this dude won or this dude lost.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, sure, bro, I don't have the fucking ballots in front of me. I'm not counting them myself. I don't fucking know. So it's like, who has the authority to really be like?
When do they make it official? Because like, you know, because okay, I was too young, but in the 2000 elections, I heard that Al Gore. We all thought that he was a president for like fucking
for
like 30 days, and then fucking he's like, nope, it's fucking George Bush.
That's crazy you say that, because
so I'm like, what if that happens right again? You know,
that had happened even before with John F. Kennedy and Nixon.
Oh,
where it's okay, because look, back in those days, it was kind of before everybody had television.
Yeah.
So the main source of media really was radio.
Radio. Yeah.
So at the time, because I guess Nixon was such a well-spoken guy compared to JFK. Not that JFK wasn't.
Or right.
It's just a lot of people during the time.
Or right.
Like criticism was like, hey, he's a good-looking guy on TV. He looks like a guy.
Yeah, good fucking hair, fucking JFK.
I mean, fuck it. Even now, he'd probably be a fucking.
I'm surprised that hairspray,
you know?
His hair didn't fucking bounce that bullet off. Hey yo! It's been like fucking 50 years.
That's when I'm watching the show The Crown right now. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, they talk about Kennedy.
Yeah, so it was like, I just finished the episode where he just went to Buckingham Palace and then he just got shot.
Yeah.
Fuck. So that's why I'm like, too soon.
And just for the record, it was a Marine who had fucking sniped the shit out of him because...
It wasn't another guy?
Yeah, the guy. He was an ex-Marine because that's how...
Oswald? Is that his name? Oswald?
I was about to say Patton Oswald. No, not
I was going to say Oswald the fucking the bunny.
I should know this because I've done that, but...
You done what? Assassinated?
No, I'm sorry. I was shot on the range. Like,
oh, you're in the...
In the Marine Corps, there is a range named after him.
Oswald?
Wait. Fuck, what is his
JFK?
Name?
JFK?
Yeah, no, not JFK. The guy who shot him.
No way.
No, the guy who shot him.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Booker T. Jackson. I don't know, though.
Something like that.
JFK. Wait, how can we talk about JFK again? Oh, yeah. We're talking about the elections.
Yes.
It's good ass hair, bro.
He does. Oh, yeah, because during that time, I guess a lot of people had assumed that Nixon won the presidential election because they were like, oh, yeah, he sounds good on radio. He's getting everything right. This is the guy that's going to be president. But it ended up being JFK.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, I don't know who to trust at this point.
Yeah, right.
Like, what happened? I don't know.
I think Biden won, but like Trump has such a huge following that like it's just like he's... He, I don't know, it's just crazy. It's crazy what's happening right now, dude. It's insane because he tweeted last night, and I go on Trump's Twitter just to see what's going on because I like drama, you know.
I don't even have a Twitter. I'm not gonna lie, dude. I don't have a Twitter.
Oh no.
I'm sorry, yeah, but I believe you.
Hey, you know, I like the drama, bro. Fucking insane. Thanksgiving's coming up, dude. What are you gonna do for Thanksgiving?
Oh man, COVID. I don't know. My girl got a little turkey. Oh, I thought we'll come over here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're neighbors. I forget. Yeah.
We're doing Thanksgiving at night. Or
yeah, yeah. Because COVID's happening. I don't want to. You're scared?
I really don't think so. Yeah. Well,
my mom's scared.
Yeah, they're all everybody's scared, and I don't know. There's a lot of people not doing much. I mean, like even with Halloween, like what happened on Halloween? A lot of people go out and...
No, it was dead, bro. It was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's just not happening.
I don't want to get my mom sick or my aunt sick. You know, I'm scared.
Yeah, and I'm like, because... I mean, I feel like if I were to catch it, I don't think I would suffer a whole lot. As far as I know, I don't have any, like, breathing issues and all that. Yeah. But spreading it is, like, a bigger fear to me.
Me too.
Exactly. Like, catching it isn't as bad, but it's like, what if I accidentally infected someone who's got asthma or pneumonia or something?
Yeah, those roommates see their family.
Yeah, I don't want to.
People have died from it, so it's
Jeremiah's in the hospital right now, dude.
Oh yeah, dude, he did that
Jeremiah,
one song.
The R&B singer.
Yeah. Oh really?
He's connected to fucking a breathing machine. He's gonna die.
Don't say that.
I mean, I'm just trying to make it sound serious, but he might die.
He might.
He might.
Because people with less
and he's young, he's
severe conditions have passed.
He's fucking like 35, dude. He's young.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm like, fuck, dude. I don't know. And I'm like, you know what? Because people like you're on the media and. A lot of people will be like, oh, it's all bullshit. It's all. And I'm
it's
like,
not, dude.
If they say that until it happens to them.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, like, and it shouldn't come to that. I don't want it to come to that for anybody.
Me too. Yeah. I'm like, it's vaguely like you get sick.
Remember when Trump got it, though? Everyone was like,
I was hoping he got, okay, like, I don't wish.
Everybody did just the way he was.
I was kind of hoping he just kind of like got a little bit more sick, you know? So it kind of sees like it's
but
serious.
You have to remember all like the help he was getting.
Oh, yeah. He has
great. I mean, maybe if he didn't get helicopter lifted, it could have, what's it called? Exceeded?
Killed? Yeah.
But yeah.
But it's just, it's crazy. We're living in crazy times right now, dude. We might shut down again. I'm fucking Buzz Lightyear right now.
Yes.
Buzz Lightyear! So I was reading this thing on the internet where, like, the Pope, I got caught liking supermodels pictures.
How?
Oh, on Instagram.
You know what?
He has an Instagram?
Hold on. Dude.
He was blessing the picture, bro.
he gave it that double tap?
Yeah. Look. I bless this. I bless it. At least, okay, look. At least it was a grown woman.
Yes.
Yeah. At least the one. You know what I mean?
Okay, could you imagine if he's liking boy pictures?
Like you were talking about earlier. Yeah, like, this is different. We live in different times where it's like everything is evolving, including religion.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a religious person. I'm not. But I can respect other
people's
religions.
Were you a
Catholic
before?
See, the thing is, I grew up, my parents split. My dad's side of the family, they're supposedly like super devout Christian, or not Catholics, because they're fucking Mexicans. But it's like, I've seen y'all do some non-Catholic shit.
Oh, yeah, that's how we do it, bro.
But my mom, like with my mom, she was like,
I don't know if I believe in God, Jesus, idols, whatever, but I believe that there is something out there and I believe that you should do good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. You're right. Cause she, I think one of the things I criticized her for, I was like, Mom, like, you talk so much about being good, blessing, blah, 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 but you never go to church. We never go to church. And she's like, if God is real and if you know that I truly love him or believe in him, then wherever I go, wherever I am, and if I'm praying or thinking or wanting to do good, then he is there with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the f-? I was a child too. I was like fucking 10 or 11.
Knowledge, dude.
I'm like, my mom is insanely fucking intellectual or spiritual, some shit. Cause I'm like, that is so true. Like, if you are like the most dedicated fucking Catholic, Christian, fucking Muslim, Jew, if you are the most devout of all that and you truly believe that your God is watching over you 24/7, then it's like, as long as you are doing good shit, he will be protecting you or following you, or you will get to heaven, you know?
Yeah, it's not like he was mad at people before churches were invented. Exactly. You know? Like, well, why haven't they fucking invented churches? You know?
I don't want to get into the whole, like, churches is an organ, because that's a whole other topic for another
churches
day.
Chicken? I love it.
I do.
They're honey mustard. No, it's not honey mustard biscuits. What the fuck?
I don't know, but I'm drunk. Love chicken, especially if it's fried.
Yeah, dude. You know, some of the neighbors here have chickens. I hear them, and I want to fucking
eat them. Have you heard, like, there's a bird outside?
A bird?
You know what? Probably, because
it's like a parrot-like screech.
Like screech
from Saved by the Bell? It's only during the day. At night you don't hear it, but during the day, it was going off today.
Like what kind of bird?
It was like a parrot. Like, it was loud.
Oh, I mean, you know, I told her.
I'm not going to say no, because I have been hearing a fucking bird out there, other than mine.
There's a whole bunch of parrots in Southern California, and you know why?
Why?
I like saying this little fun fact. I told this to Stephanie. So back in the 70s, there is a pet store in Pasadena that burned down, and all these birds escaped, all these parrots. And that's why in Pasadena, Alhambra, there's a bunch of parrots flying around because they had sex with each other.
Whoa, so they just spread.
Yeah, dude, there's a bunch of parrots.
You know,
if you ever see parrots, it's all because of that thing that happened in the 70s.
That's what happens, though, with animals, because even now, I haven't done any extra research on this, but most people that watch Narcos or know some of the history with Pablo Escobar, they know that he had, on wherever the fuck he was at, he had a zoo. A whole zoo of, like, all kinds of exotic animals.
In Mexico?
Wherever the fuck he's from. Colombia, Mexico, wait, Europe.
Is Pablo Escobar from Mexico or no? No, I'm telling El Chapo? Wait a minute.
Or El Chapo. One of the two. But I think it was Pablo Escobar.
I forgot.
Either one of them, too. They had, because I haven't seen the show. I'm sorry. But I know.
It's so good. I believe it.
Is that what Diego Luna? What's his name? Pedro Pascal?
Mandalorian? The Mandalorian,
he comes out of one of them. And I think he's a sexy man, too. It's just his rugged good looks. But whatever. Because of
Colombian. He's Colombian.
Is it Pablo?
Pablo Escobar, yeah.
Okay. So he had the zoo, and one of the animals he had there was fucking hippos. Now, after he got locked up or murdered, whatever happened, the animal somehow got out in the land, the hippos, and they fucking took over. Like, people had to leave the land because, all right, hippos, they don't have a natural predator. So when they started, like, just fucking and making more hippo babies and all they just spread and took over that area. So that's, like, their new niche,
for the niche
economical, not economic. Ecological term for it.
Yeah.
They took over and, like, that's now where they live. And it's like, that's never, hippos were never a part of that area, but now
it's
insane.
Wow.
Because of shit like that. Like, yeah. Like, just the breeding, and he brought them over with all the money he had. He was able to bring them over, and that's a thing now. So back to, like, your history books, this is something that has to be added now because I was never on there before.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm so confused. I know I'm bad at this. But for some reason, I guess I thought Pablo Escobar from Mexico. He's not. I was just confusing because he had a huge ass fucking place in Mexico, you know, at Tulum. So that's all I was thinking, he was from Mexico, but he's not from Mexico. His fucking, they made his place into a fucking hotel in Mexico, dude. I mean, it looks fucking nice, dude. It's fucking insane. Se llama Casa Malca. This is a hotel at Pablo's old home in Tulum, Mexico.
How big is this?
It's fucking humongous. It's gorgeous, dude. It's right by the fucking beach, dude. I like how people are going to Mexico now. Like, like to those parts of Mexico because like, people are discovering it's a fucking jungle and it's like so fucking tropical. Like, oh, Mexico's nice now, but fucking people are talking shit about it.
Before. It's great to like grow stuff then too, you know, agriculture and all
that. Yeah, yeah.
On the equator.
Mexico has jaguars, bro, you know?
Is it really?
Yeah, there's jaguars in Mexico, dude.
When are you going to get your passport?
I'm going to get it, but I don't need a passport because No, I can drive to TJ and I can fly from TJ to fucking Mexico because I'm fucking American citizen. I've done it like that when I was younger.
Younger?
Yeah, I can do it now. I looked it up.
You say so, buddy.
Yeah.
But that's when how you I can fly do it. To Cancun,
I can, I'll drive to TJ and yeah, I'll take TJ. No, it's easier because it's cheaper from TJ, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to drive to TJ.
Man, dude, what were we doing?
Him and Felipe, their van got like vandalized.
Oh dude. Yeah, she told me. I was like,
dude, I liked crazy. It. We liked it.
No, you no, didn't.
We liked it a lot.
If that was your backpack with all of your like podcast equipment, you'd be pissed.
We're filming stuff in TJ, yeah. But also because they, you know what it was? This was the fucking license plate. It was an American license plate. That's why. You need a fucking
yeah. Even like friends before would be like, oh yeah, don't drive your car in there.
Don't drive your car. You gotta either take it to Uber there.
Or like park on the outside. Yeah, park outside
in a fucking San Isidro.
Walk in.
Or have a homie that lives in TJ to pick you up and fucking drive there. Cause if you drive a fucking car from here, they'll see the license plate. Like, all right, fucking, I'm gonna fucking check this for you. We went to the TJ beach. It's fucking nice, dude. People don't think that TJ has a nice beach, but fucking.
I mean, Mexico, the land itself is beautiful. I mean, I don't get into all the politics because it's been crazy since whatever time. Yeah, like, even like. Like, my grandparents are like, yeah, dude, fucking Mexico's been corrupt since, like, 1910, 18 something.
Malverde, homie.
All that shit. Yeah. And I was like, damn, I guess so. I mean, that's the whole, you know, revolutions and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
Since fucking Pancho.
Yeah, but I'm like, I mean, all these revolutions and it's still corrupt. I don't get it.
It's insane, dude. I
don't get it.
That's why I'm surprised at, like, fucking, like the big cities. I'm pretty sure that, like, the cartels and whatever, they know not to fuck with the fucking... The, what's it called? The main places to go, like, you know, where tourists go.
Certain cities.
Because they know they make a cut from that shit, you know? They're not going to fuck with fucking Acapulco or fucking Mexico City or fucking
that's true.
Cancun. Because they're like, you know what? We don't want to scare people away. We want to make that money. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, if you were really crazy, evil people, why not go kill all these people?
Yeah, but they want to make that money. Yeah. They want to make that money. So they're like, all right, we're not going to fuck with that, you know? Yeah. And I'm pretty sure. But also, I think the military in Mexico, they'll fight that. But also, like, dude, I don't know if you remember, like probably like a year ago. Trying to fucking capture a Chapo's son.
Oh, and then
fucking the military came down, and then fucking the cartel came, and the fucking military backed
they
up.
Had, like, bazookas. Is there a movie about this?
I don't know.
I remember that shit was on the news, and I'm like, this is the news, right? Not a fucking trailer for a new movie coming out.
But I saw like a Chapo's son who's so confident, the smirk in his face.
Oh, he didn't give a fuck.
Good looking young guy, bro. Fucking lives like, and all these girls I remember commenting like, oh, I want to fuck him, you know. And it was just like so fucking confident. Like, all right, they're gonna fucking come and help me right now, you know? And they did. Fuck, it was crazy, dude. Yeah.
I wish I had that kind of money. Or, you know, connections in general. Yeah. But that's crazy, man.
El Chapo's still in New York?
I have no idea. I thought they killed him. Though.
No. He still like captured New York, right? Because they captured him, transferred him to New York. Yeah, so he's still in New York. But that's insane that they fucking transfer him over here to the United States. They're like, no, Mexico, they're gonna fucking let him go, you know?
Fucking crazy. Even after all, oh my God. That was just crazy, because I was like, I don't have such a hard time believing this, but it's like, no, that's what the fuck is going on right now, bro.
That's the thing that's, like you said, it sucks. Like, Mexico's such a beautiful place, but fucking all that corrupt shit fucking makes you like, fuck, man. Because, like, we're going to TJ, like, once a month for, like, a whole year with Felipe, because he was practicing for a Spanish special.
Oh, because he did the Netflix in English and Spanish. Yeah.
And do TJ? Last time I went to TJ was, like, in 2005. And since then, dude, it's so fucking nice. It's fucking... It's so hipster now. It's so fucking...
Because it's a thing now.
Yeah. And there's these... they're fucking seriously... Like, all the new fucking real estate, they're promoting to people that live in San Diego to move to TJ. Because it's cheaper, you know? And you do see a lot of that, you know?
I knew a guy who was doing that, too.
Because it's cheap. Yeah. Dude, you fucking... You work in San Diego.
Yes.
You make that money, American money.
Yep.
You go to fucking
pay
TJ.
Pay your fucking rent over there.
Yeah, you're good, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off. Can I take a pee break?
Go. Take
I'm
going
to just... Where's the bathroom?
It's right here. Right here.
Cool.
This one right here.
Sorry, I'm drinking water now,
though. So it's just me and Seth talking right now.
I hate talking.
No! I wish I had another buzz ball. No, that's good.
Yeah, because we're going to eat right after.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that? It's fun?
I like watching these.
You like watching the computer?
What was the time?
Right here. 58 minutes. Oh, wow. We're almost done. So tomorrow we'll get a... No, I'm not sure when they're free to drink. Because I think it's fun to drink.
Tomorrow? Why are we drinking tomorrow?
No, I want to do another podcast with the girls. I was telling them. Because I want to do... Yeah. I just want to backlog this thing, you know?
Yeah.
More episodes. Because, yeah, man. Am I going to Austin this weekend? I'm not sure, guys. It's a mystery. No, because, yeah, the shows. I'm not sure. So, guys, stay tuned, guys. All right? Stephanie, how's your day today? Playing games? Playing Morocco? What's the game called?
Morocco?
Wasn't it Morocco? I don't know the fucking name of your
game. Not even close. What? It's Genshin Impact. What the fuck?
I was thinking Morocco. Okay.
What the hell?
Mama Duke. All right. So, how was the pee, Marky Mark?
Honestly, I was nervous. I'm like, they're going to be able to hear this because this shit was like a jet stream.
Yeah.
Whoa. When, once you turn the light on, the sound will not hear anything.
You know what, though? Something that I learned after dating my gorgeous girlfriend. She...
We should have gotten her... Or she's sleeping early.
She's sleeping.
When does she not work early?
This whole week she's working.
Is it because of the November... What was it? November turkey day?
This is your regular shift.
What's the holiday call again? Chicken Day?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, there
I was coming. I'm like, what are you talking about? What holiday is he talking about?
What are you talking about?
But she, I think after like dating her, I learned that women normally pee
sitting down. Is that what? Yeah,
that's how you pee too.
I pee sitting down.
That's because I seen Charlie's Angels. There's that one scene where the chicks are pretending to be guys.
The TV show or the
no
movie?
the movie.
Oh, yeah.
with
Drew Barrymore,
yeah.
Lucy Liu,
yeah.
Cameron Diaz from Long Beach, dude.
Is she from Long Beach?
Yeah, she went.
I love her.
She went to high school with Snoop Dogg.
That's amazing.
And Jenny Rivera.
What?
They went to high school together, bro.
Fuck, man. No, I don't know anything.
I'm sorry, Seth, but dude, I'm gonna say this: Cameron Diaz in the mask.
Yeah.
She was hot.
She looked hot, and after that, she just looked weird. Yeah. She just like she dissolved, but like in the fucking mask,
no,
dude.
She was hot.
I was like a little kid. I was like, dude, what are these things in my pants that I'm feeling? You know,
I had the movie.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
I liked her. I mean.
But she was the hottest in that movie.
I don't think I ever saw her. Yeah,
well,
I never saw her the same
compared
way.
Compared to Jim Carrey, yeah.
Well, no, hold on. First,
no, Jim Carrey's a good looking guy.
He's a sexy motherfucker.
With that hair, dude.
Yeah.
No, but.
I just want to hold him. I just want to give him a hug. Hi. And I feel like he would say something nice back to me or hug me just as well.
Yeah.
And like, here, thank you, bro. And,
it's smoking. No, that's a Mexican word.
I love
Jim. It's smoking this, bro.
If Jim Carrey hears this, bro, I love you.
Jimmy, do you hear this?
Keep doing what you're doing.
Jimmy C. JC, do you hear this?
Oh, God.
Do you have Showtime?
No.
Yeah. There's a cool documentary. What's it called? About the Comedy Store. The Comedy Club in Hollywood is really good.
Nice. I mean, I do like a lot of documentaries and shit like that. Because the same thing. I mean, that's just
a new thing.
They might
have another Black Friday deal. I got Prime Day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I heard about it.
I think we have like Showtime for 2 months for like it was 99 cents.
99 cents.
We might have it again for Black Friday.
Alright, we're about to end. We already hit an hour.
Oh fuck, I'm so sorry.
I don't have
well my watch is dead.
No, usually podcasts are like an hour or something. But yeah, man, this was a fun podcast. Thanks for coming, Mark. Oh, we're going to have you more often because you live next door and it's easy.
This is true. Yeah, this is true.
What's it called? Any last words, dude?
Last words?
I don't even know, man. I was like, I should get a script or something.
No, I got the notes, but a script. But we went good. It was smooth. The conversations. We got buzz, dude.
Yeah, dude, I was buzz. And you know what? I am wearing my donut socks today.
Donut socks.
I was going to wear the sandals, too, but it's like...
Donut sandals?
Yeah, I have, well, my...
Chanclas?
Yeah, like chanclas with a little donut on the logo. Looks like the one that Homer Simpson would eat.
Yeah.
They're cute, man. But I was like, what are my feet stinking? It's like, oh, I'm
dude,
so insecure.
Martin's feet stink.
My feet stink. Because I skateboard, dude.
Yeah, you do, man. I still can't. I can't. But, I mean...
My feet, dude. I'm gonna chop off my feet, yeah, dude. I need feet transplant. How bad? No, that's only when I skate, though.
Okay, I gotta smell them after you take a shower.
You have to smell them.
Yeah,
she has to smell. Yeah.
Well, because
My girlfriend makes me smell her feet too, so I'm not. Yeah.
I'm not. I don't even make it. I just smell them.
No, she forces me to. She literally like smells my feet. Why? Because she's like, look, I was at work all day and they stink. Smell them. I was like,
make him smell Walmart my belly makes button. You smell like that.
Hey, does your belly button ever smell?
That's a thing where if like you don't rinse it out or wash it.
I don't wash it ever.
She doesn't wash her.
Well, do you have an innie or an outie? In.
So that's why the smell gets.
Outie smell.
It's like an Oya.
Because I have an innie, so it's like, every time I shower.
We were just talking about like how people like the way they stink.
I like the way I stink.
Well, see, the thing about...
I love the way my butt smells.
I love the way my poop smells, dude.
That's weird.
Okay, now that's disgusting to me and you.
Because your own poop smells okay to you.
Yeah.
To other people, it's like,
to me, it smells healthy. I'm like, but that's party.
What pheromones and shit like that is. Like with animals, a wolf's piss. A female wolf's piss will attract males because it gets them going or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, for humans, when there's
no or something. It smells like marshmallows.
Wow.
My pee smells like marshmallows?
That's insane.
Yeah. I feel like my pee stinks, but okay.
I think my pee stinks too.
Yeah, but
only when I drink coffee.
No, but I drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of water.
When she drinks coffee.
Oh.
Same thing. Like as soon as I drink coffee, the first piss that comes out, smells like a fresh brewed cup of coffee.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it because I don't even like coffee.
I drank my own pee once, dude. I told
you.
That was Halloween, huh?
You said it on Halloween.
I was drunk and high, and I still remember that.
Hell yeah, dude.
You were like, oh, it's not too bad.
It tastes like popcorn water.
But you drank popcorn.
I mean, I wasn't forced into it, but it's one of those things where it's like, you know, part of the military and training, some of the crazy shit that happens is for survival. And I mean, if you ever take like a biology class too, they'll tell you.
You gotta drink your pee.
You could. It's like a certain percent. It's more than 50. Probably like 60 or 70% water anyway. So it's like you could drink it. It's probably more water than drinking fucking soda or Gatorade.
Exactly. That's what I'm like.
I mean, I'm not promoting. Hey, everybody, go drink your piss. No,
No.
Just for everyone to know, though, if you ever are dying of thirst, drink some piss and you will survive. If it comes to that,
I'm gonna make you a medicine ball.
You ever watch I Shouldn't Be Alive?
Yeah, that's the one where they like survived some crazy ass, like someone got shot in the head, but it missed a certain part, so they're still alive.
Maybe so. That's I Should Be Alive. Dude. No, I think there's some of that, but there's more like stories of people getting stranded like in nature, dude. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
you can watch full episodes on YouTube. Look it up.
That's just crazy. I mean, I'm down. Watch that shit.
All right, guys. I think this is it. I am hungry. Thanks for listening. This will be up tomorrow, and I'll tell you when it's up tomorrow so you can listen to it and tell your homies about it.
Today. Why are you telling us it's going to be up tomorrow?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, it's not live.
Yeah. I told everybody, listening. I'm like, yo, we're doing it live tonight. And I'm like, wait, let me text Martin because I don't know how podcasts work.
Even they asked too when I was talking upstairs.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh,
I told everybody. I told my grandma.
Oh, yeah, the live podcast.
Yeah.
So
I'm with it.
Cool, man. Thanks for being here, dude. It was awesome. Yeah, man, please subscribe, please share, please follow me on the everything on the IGG, and yeah, man,
you want to promote something?
Your IG? You want to promote your business?
What is I mean, I sell drugs on the side in case anyone's looking for like mushrooms. Wait, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah,
in case anyone's looking for mushrooms. And we just
reached chocolate bars.
Chocolate bars with mushrooms in them as well.
Hongos.
So, you know, if you're looking to party in a casual, calming setting, then by all means hit me up.
Hell yeah,
dude.
How
can I hit you up?
My Instagram. I'm very new to this. My Instagram
telephone number.
Anthony T spelled M and then Anthony.
Oh, shit.
The T is T-E-A. Like if you're just taking a sip of tea.
Oh, okay.
Orale, homie.
You're not supposed to be clever like that.
Yeah.
Or you can Snapchat me at Banani Lover, because that's my Snapchat name.
Hell yeah, dude.
But yeah, hit me up.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and share and have fun. Bye. Bye. Laters.
Laters.